ladies and gentlemen,
Shauna, and
for your further listening pleasure,
time to lay down some serious sound.
Watch your bass, baby, I'm telling you.
Don't touch that dial. Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com and be sure to follow us on social media at Shauna and Lala. It has been a crazy month. The holidays are here. I get sick every Christmas holiday. and this year it was no different. However, I've been sick for over a month and nobody knows what this is that's going around. They thought it was bronchitis and it's just lingering. And I'm finding out that everybody has this.
Yeah.
Insane, mysterious virus.
Yep. I've seen it all in the moms groups. Everyone's like, what is this? It's been here for a month. It's been here for 3 weeks. We're coughing. We're, you know, runny nose, with sore throat, you know, and it just doesn't go away.
No, it doesn't. My cousin, she has triplets and a two-year-old, so you can imagine her house.
Oh, my God.
Her family had RSV, which is very dangerous and scary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I thought I had. But apparently, there's no way to test adults for it. It's only, like, you can only test children and in the ER, which is weird to me, but whatever. So they're still, like, lingering. So maybe they had RSV and this virus?
Probably. It's just that time of year, you know? And whatever this mystery virus is, just hitting everyone. And maybe by January, it'll be gone.
It's insane. It's so crazy. I've never experienced anything like this. So Christmas is around the corner. Are you all done with shopping?
Pretty much. I haven't wrapped anything. I just ordered a lot of my husband's stocking stuffers today. So I think I just need to go and get some wrapping paper for my nephew because he wants a specific one. And maybe little things. But what I'm not done with is grocery shopping for Christmas. I am hosting and I have family staying with us for over a week. And I'm like, I have no food in the house. I didn't get Christmas dinner. I'm just very overwhelmed this year, and I don't know why, but I am.
More overwhelmed than the year you went away the week before Christmas?
Oh, that did suck. That I kind of forgot about that. But yes, never do that. Do not go on vacation a week before Christmas, because you come back and you're like, well, if you didn't shop, like, we didn't shop a lot. We got some things, but then it was just a mad dash. So yeah, that was pretty bad that year. But this year is just, yeah, I fell behind. I see a lot of people saying that they were either A, behind, or they don't feel like it's Christmas this year. It just came so fast, you know?
Yeah, you know, I thought we still had 3 more weeks last week.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my friend, and I'm like, well, you know, at least we have, like, 3 more weeks. And she's like, it's next week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? She's like, where are you? And I'm like, clearly not on Earth right now, because
It's Monday.
I know.
And I don't feel like Christmas is that close right now. I don't feel like it. I feel like we have another week to go. Maybe two.
Well, I mean,
we don't.
Better than I thought.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but that was last week. Like, right now, knowing it's only days away, I'm still thinking, oh, I have another 2 weeks. But we don't, so.
You better get your shopping done, like, today.
I don't know. The mood I'm feeling today, I don't know what's getting done, but.
Yes, Lala is in a very, very bad mood.
Oh, my God. I'm not myself today. I'm not happy. I ate fast food. Shauna will tell you, I've been really, really good. I was addicted to eating fast food. And we would go out and we'd have, you know, after the show, we go have fast food. And it's just so bad for you. So I've been trying my hardest not to have any. And, I broke that today because I'm just, not happy. So we'll continue to not have it again after this, but it didn't make me feel better. That's the worst part about it is I ate it because I'm like, that always makes me feel better and I don't care. I'm craving it. And it did not make me feel better.
Was it just not good?
It tasted the same, but usually I get that like that really good feeling after I eat something like that. I didn't have it and I felt guilty and I didn't even finish it. And you know me, I finish all my food. So I was sharing with Shauna, I was sharing with my daughter. So. Whatever. We'll start over tomorrow.
Well, the onion rings were really, really good.
They were good, yeah. But I still, I wasn't like, ooh, like I wasn't enjoying anything. But I don't know, maybe it's my mood.
It definitely is. And for everyone like wondering where we went, Lala went to Dairy Queen.
Yes.
And they always have really good food. I was contemplating like to get like a milkshake,
mm-hmm.
but it's 34 degrees here in New York. It is freezing. And it was like 10.
It was 11. It was 11.
Oh, it was 11 o'clock.
Because I was like, wait, is it even lunchtime? Because I didn't have breakfast today. So I'm like, is it lunchtime? Like, what time is it? It was 11. So
okay,
they just probably started serving.
They just, at least you know it's fresh. I mean, yeah, they probably exactly. just opened.
But yeah, again, it's just crazy. Christmas is around the corner. And I have to wrap. I have to wrap. Did you wrap everything?
No.
All right. So yeah, we're trying to figure out like what we're wrapping from Santa, what we're wrapping from mom and dad. And that was a big question on our show. Right?
Yes.
We asked a bunch of people.
We did. We did a poll and most people said that the big gifts come from mom and dad
mm-hmm.
and the smaller gifts come from Santa. And the reason is because when your child goes to school and is, you know, obviously very excited and talking about what they got from Santa, you don't want another child to feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, if their parents can't afford it. And, you know, there was a mom on a mom's group that I'm in, and she said, well, just teach your child not to talk about it. And you can't say that.
No,
these
they're
days.
Excited.
They're excited. They're kids.
And they ask each other, what'd you get? I remember in school, I said, what'd you get for Christmas? You know? Right?
Yeah. I still do.
Yeah. What'd you get?
You know? And I'm still like, oh, what did you get your husband?
Yeah.
What'd you get the kids? You know? Like, yeah. So, I mean, we're adults and we're still excited.
Mm-hmm.
There we go again with the adult thing.
Yep.
Not feeling like we're adults.
No.
But we are.
Yeah. Like when I met Mike, he did the big gifts from Santa. And for my son, for a few years, the big gifts were coming from Santa. And I'm like, you know, I don't like that, you know, because like you said, where if he goes to school and says, oh, Santa got me a PS5, you know, and the kid's like, well, I asked Santa for a PS5, but I didn't get it. Why did you get it? And I didn't, you know?
Yeah.
But if it comes from the parents, then they're like, okay, yeah, mommy and daddy couldn't afford it or they didn't get it for me. And then it's not so much of a Santa skimping out on that kid. It's the parents, and they know, you know, mommy and daddy couldn't do it for me. So I think it makes it better in that sense. And I was on the mom's group today and someone put that post, I see it every year, where it says don't take pictures of your Christmas tree with all the presents on it underneath it and post it, you know.
Yeah.
And she wrote like, because some kids might be only waking up to one gift or two gift. And then people were fighting over that because they're like, no, you know, we spent money on these gifts. We're able to provide these gifts for our kids. And if we post a picture of it, that's what we want to do. And one girl was like, teach your kids that not everyone gets the same things, like you said. Another lady was like, oh, you know, tell your kids to grow some balls and not get upset over seeing, you know, a lot of presents under someone else's tree. You know, it was all very insensitive on both sides. You know how people can be fighting.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough because as a parent, seeing that, yeah, of course, you know, you didn't provide your if you can't provide that, you're looking at these gifts like, wow, you get jealous. But you should be proud of yourself for providing what you can. I don't know how I feel about that part, but I don't know. what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, we had a fire here many years ago and it was right around Christmas time and like it was just chaos. My mom couldn't go out shopping. She went out and got me, I think, two gifts. And it's actually the table with the two lamps mm-hmm. in my living room. And I was fine with that because I knew. I understood.
Yeah.
But when you're a little child, I mean, I don't know. It's hard, you know?
But are kids on Facebook looking at this stuff? I mean, maybe.
I mean,
like, Gio's not going to know what someone else's tree looked like with all the gifts because I don't have him on social media, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But this day and age, kids are on Facebook.
Yeah, right.
They are on social media.
Yeah.
So it's difficult. Should they be? No. You know, depending on your age. A six-year-old should not be on Facebook.
No. They wouldn't know. So keep them on social media if you don't want them to see how many gifts you have under your tree. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's a hard one. Speaking of having gifts under the tree, we are continuing our holiday guide. And actually, we are finishing up our holiday guide.
Yeah.
And we really featured a lot of really cool gifts this year.
I don't know if you saw on our Instagram that we got these really nice wreaths and snowmen from Tractor Supply. The snowmen were so cute. Jelena, she absolutely adores them. She carries them around because they're lightweight. They're super cute. And they light up. They like glow. So she loves them. And it was the cutest picture of her sitting in between them in her little Elsa dress. Like, like she was one of them. And the wreath is so pretty. I had it on my front door. And then my husband put it inside on our wall, and you saw how nice it looked there,
right?
It
does, yeah. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it has the bright red berries on it, the green. It just was really festive in my house. So we took it from the front door to inside, and I like that we could do either. It, you know, it looks good either place. So it was good quality also. We posted that on our Instagram, so you could check that out, and that's at tractorsupply.com. You can order those.
Yes.
If not for this year, of course, next year. You know, start now. Things go on sale too, you know, right after the holidays.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll be having a sale the day after Christmas.
Yep. We got a cool stocking stuffer. I would call it a stocking stuffer because it's small enough to go in a stocking, and it's different. And it was Voila, which was a hair remover. I don't know how to describe it. Almost kind of like, I don't know, it's smooth, and you rub it in circular motions on the unwanted hair, like your hair. My arm hair, is that where I did it? My arm hair, that's where I did it. And it doesn't hurt. You don't feel anything. And you saw me. I was just going in circular motion.
Yeah, I filmed it. And yeah. I also felt like the part that you put on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was completely flat.
Smooth.
Smooth as could be.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
Very crazy how that works. But it removed my hair. And my arm was so smooth. It felt like baby skin after that.
Yeah.
So it kind of almost exfoliated the skin while removing the hair, and you didn't know what was happening. Like, if someone was doing that to me without me knowing, I wouldn't have even known. Like, I could probably be sleeping as they were doing that on my arm. But really cool. You know, the hair does grow back, just as I'm looking at my arm right now. So it grew back within like a week, I'd say. But, you know, it's better than shaving, because when I shave, it comes back right away. You know?
Shave your arms?
No, but like hair, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You shave hair. This seemed to come back like not as quickly. So, well, you know, I'm going to keep using it to see how it goes.
And try it on my legs.
Right?
Then we are featuring Crayola Create and Play, which is an app for kids, and it's really cute. It's, I would say, for toddler ages,
mm-hmm.
Probably up to like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And it's super cute. It's an app, and the kids can color. And there's different activities on there. And it's just really, really cute and interactive. And, yeah, I wasn't expecting it to be, like, so interactive. Like, you can move the,
like
within the
world,
app.
Right? Yeah, it's like a little world.
Yes, exactly. And you can move, like, little things around and color different pictures. And
there's a matching game, too. So they could play. It says you could play versus someone, either, I don't know if it's like the kids didn't play it yet, but I was messing around with it. So, you know, like the matching game with the cards?
Yeah.
You flip it over so you could play against yourself. It looked like you could play against the computer or the app, and then it looked like you could play against someone maybe who has the app also. So I thought that was really cool.
That
we didn't
is
try
really cool.
it yet, but really cool.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interactive, and, you know, kids these days love that stuff.
Yes.
And they also, I do want to mention that we did our holiday donation to Garnet Pediatric Unit, our local hospital, and Crayola was kind enough to donate some apps.
Mm-hmm. 50, right?
50 apps to the hospital.
That's amazing, because those kids in those hospital beds, they need something to do, and this is perfect. You know what I
yeah.
mean? I think it's a great thing that Crayola did, and these kids are going to love it, especially if they're in the hospital for the holidays, just to have something. You know, that's great.
I wish I had that when I was younger.
I know.
And in the hospital. And we also want to thank Magnolia Baby for donating the cutest little hats and swaddle blankets. Oh my God, they are just adorable. So everyone check out Magnolia Baby as well.
If you still haven't gotten that loved one a gift, January's coming, January 1st, and what happens on January 1st? What does everyone want to do?
New Year's resolution.
New Year resolution, new year, new me, you hear it all, right? I want to lose weight, all that. I mean, I'm doing the same thing, and does it happen? No. But this is a great gift for either yourself or someone you know who's trying to get those resolutions going. It's a scale by iHealth. It's called the Nexus Pro. It's a wireless body composition scale, and I love it. Me and my husband have been using it. Our scale took a dump, and I've had that one for years, so this one we've been using, and you can have, I don't know how many people can use it at the same time, but it's me and him, and we have our own little settings on it. It goes right to our app. So you put an app on your phone, and I have it on my phone, and you put in your age, your gender, all that, and when you step on the scale, it kind of knows it's you, and it puts your scale into the app, and then it tells you what your BMI is, your body mass index, and a few other things. So it's very, there's a lot that goes into this scale. It's not just giving you your weight. And it can show you, how much you're losing and all that stuff. So it's great. My husband loves it. I love it.
That's really cool.
Yeah, really cool. And that's a great gift before the new year to get someone who's, or yourself, you know, because that's what's going to be coming in handy, keeping me on track to lose the weight I want to lose, you know, because my app's going to remind me.
And your son.
Yeah, and my son. Guys, I got to tell you this story. You know, kids say the darnest things. My son is a little asshole, and I'm going to call him that because he is. Since he was little, he is just honest. If someone smells, he's telling you. If someone's house is messy, as Shauna knows, she was with me, I think, that day. He walks into their house and goes, "Ooh, your house smells like fish. Ooh, your house is messy." No filter, right?
None.
I've gained weight since having my daughter, and he loves to tell me that I've gained weight in every way possible or tell me to lose weight. So we were in ShopRite and we're shopping, and I felt people were staring at me, and I'm like, is something on my face? Because I did look like crap. I had no makeup on, but still, no one usually acknowledges me, and people were just staring, men and women. And I said to Gio, I'm like, people keep staring at me. What the heck? Is there something on me? He's like, no, Mom, no. So by the third time it happened, or fourth time, whatever it was, I said, they're staring at me. What is going on? And Gio's like, well, maybe it's because, and I'm thinking in my head, he's going to probably say, you look pretty, Mommy, you know? No. This little asshole. He goes, maybe it's because you look really big. I said, what? And he's started getting nervous. He's like, I love you. I'm just being honest. Maybe it's because you look really big. Maybe they think you look really big. And I'm like, what? Am I 600 pound? Is this 600 pound life? You know, when I watch that show, they go in a grocery store, they can't fit through the freaking aisle, and people are staring. But me, I they're staring at me. He's like, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm just being honest. Oh my God, this kid. I said, Santa's listening. You're not getting a gift. But yeah, so because I'm so big, now the scale's going to help me.
I can't believe that he said that.
I can believe it.
I can believe it, but he's usually honest, but you know, he usually says, you're pretty, Mom, you know? And
yeah, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with him, but anyway, back to it. Yeah, definitely. iHealth. It's called iHealth. You can find it online or you can find it on Amazon. They sell it also, and it's on there. It isn't expensive, so it's a perfect gift, you know?
Yeah. And we'll post the link up on our holiday gift guide. So you can go right to our website, shaunaandlala.com, and purchase it off our website. And what else goes with the new year is the Blendy Blender, which is the portable blender. And it is perfect for New Year's resolution and getting your exercise in, going to the gym, and drinking your protein shake. And it's just perfect for even going to work. All you do is just charge it overnight and take it with you in the morning. And you could put whatever ingredients you want in it. Since I am allergic to fruit, I use yogurt and I use granola, and I just mix it up, and then I also put some peanut butter powder in there and make my little shake to go. And it is just, it's absolutely perfect, and I absolutely love it. And we have a special giveaway this year. We are giving away a Pelican Tumblr. And Pelican has been around for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually the first company to actually come up with, like, those really cool tumblers that keep your drink cold for, like, hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're one of the first.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
So, super cool. And we love working with them. And their tumblers really do keep the stuff cold and hot for hours.
Yes.
Like, 2 days of ice was still in my mug.
That is, and the colors. I love the colors. And on the one we're giving away, it has this cool, like, diamond texture on the bottom, which is kind of like a silicone. So it's like, you can't, non-slip, which I love it. And it looks nice, too. So I really like that one, the tumbler. I love your cup. It's a pink, like not a hot pink, but a really nice pink.
It's, I believe they call it blush pink.
Blush pink. Okay. So it's a blush pink. It has a nice handle. It's huge and it has a nice straw. So you can take that for your day when we're out and you know, you don't have to worry about refilling it or keeping it hot or cold. It's going to stay. So
I won't have to worry about refilling it for about a week.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't drink.
I don't really drink much. And,
there you go. You have a story in there.
Maybe that's why the ice lasted me like 2 days.
Yeah, probably. The one I got has a handle. I love it because I don't like hold. I have the handle on top, so it's kind of like I can, you know what I mean? Like it just comes with like a tote
It's
handle.
Almost like for like a workout.
Yeah, I like bottles like that. I don't like the side handle because I have to hold it, but I like just, you know, swinging it around. I love these things for, I have a daughter. So if you have a kid, these are great for when you're going out. She drinks whole milk. And a lot of times when we're out, we can't, you know, and it has to be lactose free for my daughter. You know, she's lactose intolerant. So it's hard to get that. So I carry around thermoses constantly with her milk in it. And a lot of them do not keep it cold for a long period of time. And I'm worried about her getting sick from the milk going bad. So these have been great with keeping the milk cold when I'm out.
Yeah.
And like last night, we were out all night. We had a Christmas dinner to go to and the milk was ice cold in there. And I love that.
So all you have to do to enter our giveaway is follow us on Instagram and share our post to your story. And you will be entered in to win our Lavender Pelican Tumbler. We have a huge announcement to make. We are rebranding and we have a new show coming out. I'm so excited. It is called Shauna and Lala Beyond the Mic. So basically, we're going to be talking about our lives beyond the microphone. And we're going to be interviewing celebrity chefs, cooking with them, interviewing different celebrities that have gone through struggles, triumphs, and all in all, making it a more uplifting show. We're still going to have our brand reviews mm-hmm. and our crazy segments, but we want to give everyone a more uplifting show and look into our lives and the struggles that we have on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
Because, let's face it, we do have disabilities, we are adults, and we are in the media, and people go through things every day and struggles, and we do too. And we just feel like we need to share that with everyone and get it out that just because you have a disability doesn't mean it needs to impact your life and that you can't do something.
Yeah.
So we want to share that a little bit more and share other people's stories as well. So that is what is up and coming in the new year. We have a new website. It's still ShaunaAndLala.com. Check it out and make sure to follow us. We're going to be posting on our personal pages as well. Those links will be up on our website very soon. And that is our show for this week. We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah,
Happy Kwanzaa, and every other holiday from now until after the New Year's.
Yes, we will see you in 2024 with our new show, Shauna and Lala Beyond the Mic.